Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday national call that we have people calling from all over the country, from coast to coast, and even across the pond out there. Shout out to Diane, who is really faithful and calls in every Saturday to be on our call. So we sure appreciate that kind of commitment to be on the call every single Saturday morning. And we know it's hot wherever you guys are. And we appreciate your willingness to participate for a few minutes every morning to get your Saturday going and get your week going, to get your month going. And we're having just an absolutely great month. We appreciate your efforts out there. Isn't that true, Melinda?
It is. It's awesome. It's fun to see that in the summer months we're growing. I love that you have increased sales in the summer, not a little dip in your sales in the summer. So oftentimes in our industry we see that, and you guys are out there sharing things, keeping the summer going, sharing skinny sticks. It's really great.
And I know, Malin, you know, during summer people got summer plans and all kinds of good things going on. So we have a good morning lined up, so I'm just turning it over to you so you can tell us what's happening.
Well, we are excited. We have a great call lined up, and I'll be introducing our speaker, of which if you got the text, you know what's going on. But first, let's have Alan talk about what's going on at Limitless, because I know it's still crazy.
It is. We got a lot of fun stuff going on, and you know, one of the things that, like Steve and Malin were just saying, wow, what an amazing summer. It's just great to see some great excitement and growth through these summer months that can, in our business, maybe be a little bit of a lull sometimes. So, and we have some rank advancements we recognized in The Voice for June, and I'd just like to give another shout-out to all of them here. It's a good long list, so I'll share each of them and what their rank was, and a big congratulations to all of them, and hopefully I get all the name pronunciations correct. I'll apologize in advance if I miss anybody's a little bit, but we have FTGU Allegiance as a new L1 in June. Congratulations. And Phyllis Shimamoto, L1. Congratulations, Phyllis. Also as L1, we have Benjamin Bakan and Green Wellness Consultants, Inc. Congratulations, guys. Also as L1, Edwin Bisabi and Mark Kramer. And we also have as new L1s Paul Pontorno and Tao Lee. And two more L1s we had, Camilla Richardson and Javier Hayworth. So congratulations to our new L1s in June. And we also had an L2, Jamie Boyd. Congratulations, Jamie. Well done. And also an L3, Rosalina Christofferson. Congratulations, Rosalina, L3. That is fantastic, and congratulations to each of you who advanced to rank, and of course, a big congratulations to your sponsors and to those in your upline that, you know, in anyone's success play such an important role. So well done to everyone. It definitely does take a team, doesn't it, to help everyone be successful, and that's one thing that's so exciting about this business. There are so many people invested in helping you be successful. You've got a lot of cheerleaders. You've got a lot of coaches. You've got a great team surrounding you, helping you become successful. Well, we had just looking at the calendar, what's coming up. It's in Utah, it's Pioneer Day weekend. It's Pioneer Day on Monday. So to all of our Utah distributors, happy Pioneer Day. And we hope you have a great weekend. And we have on Monday, as with Pioneer Day, we will have our normal Monday at noon call. And of course, the theme is going to be Pioneer Day related. It'll be, do you have what it takes to be a limitless pioneer? You know, I love the whole theme of pioneers in our business, because you know everyone is a pioneer as they reach out of their comfort zone and go into new activities and stretch and expand their horizons, and yet we also see in companies there's pioneering phases when so much is going on, and in new groups when the pioneering phase is happening. So I love the analogy between pioneers and limitless and all of you and being successful. A lot of exciting things there. Well, the next day, next week, Tuesday, the 25th, we have another You Even Better, and we are going to be rebroadcasting Liz Thompson's You Even Better broadcast. So look forward to that. That'll be great. And plug in there and have your people plug in your prospects. And that broadcast will be available all week beginning on Tuesday. And as the week progresses next week, it's wrapping up by the end of the month. And we have Will Call that will be open on Friday, the 28th, from 10 to 2. Every Friday we have Will Call open. It was nice this last week to have some distributors come in and have some great conversations with them and catch up and hear about, you know, their exciting experiences with the product and some of our leaders were into. Liz was in. It was great to catch up with her, talk about the growth and business activities she's got going. But then the next Monday, July 31st, we'll also be open for Will Call, of course, because it's the end of the month. So we'll have two consecutive business days, Friday and Monday, where we'll be open for Will Call. And that's always exciting because I just love the energy that happens when we have the office open and all of you are coming in and placing your orders. And when it's month end, you're wrapping things up and just getting everybody set and getting us in a position to recognize even more rank advancements the next month. So exciting times there. And just a reminder, we send the voice out every week. It's just a great way to be updated on what's going on with the company. And check it out. Be sure your people are on there and receiving it. Anyone, when they enroll, automatically gets it. And they can just resubscribe if for some reason they weren't getting it. But we've also got a couple great videos on there that talk about, one of them talks about our Limitless 2.0 Leadership Retreat that we're in qualification for. Another talks about our X5 and X10 clubs. And we just love helping people have a reason to push harder. And, of course, our health, our fitness goals, our personal goals are reason enough. But then we also know we can build a great business through Limitless, and that's a great reason. But then we have all of these other recognition opportunities. There's just one more reason. When we love recognizing all of you for growing and helping everyone in your downline be successful and teaming up and being a pioneer in your own group. So I believe that's it for the announcements. Steve, Malin.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan. And Alan's already given some teasers as to what he's going to cover today. You know, being Pioneer Day weekend in Utah, it's a big holiday. We celebrate how our state was really founded with pioneers. Lots of stories of struggle, you know, crossing the plains, even in hand carts. There's a lot of stories of struggle, but at the end, when they came into the valley, it was kind of like, well, which pick of the land would you like? And that's one of the values of being a pioneer, is that, you know, you do struggle, and you are doing those things from scratch. But in order to be a pioneer, you have to know some of the reasons of why you want to do things. You need to look at all the benefits that you have on this potential journey that you're going to take. And I've seen a sneak preview of some of the things that Alan's going to share from his heart. And I think it goes so well with our Pioneer Celebration Day, or Pioneer Day celebration here in Utah. So with that, Alan, I'm going to turn the time over to you. I know people are going to love this. For those of you who don't know, Alan's been on the corporate side in our industry, and I'm just going to say for over 20 years. And he's worked very closely with distributors through that period of time and really understands, although he's not been a distributor himself, he really understands the mind and heart of a distributor. And that's why he gets so excited to celebrate with them when they have success in their product, when they sponsored their first distributor. All of those things are those baby steps that really can celebrate what we do in this industry. So with that, Alan, I'm going to turn it back over to you for our training.
All right. I appreciate it, Malin. Thank you for that kind introduction. I love the experience that I've been able to have in this amazing industry. And I just appreciate getting to know so many wonderful people and in some small way, you know, being a part of their success and helping helping all of our great distributors here. What I'm going to talk about today is what are all the competitive advantages? What are all the strengths we have as part of Limitless Worldwide? And I'll be talking a lot about, at least to some degree, about my experiences over the years and why things are so much better here. Why being a pioneer here right now is really the right place to be, and a very exciting and mostly opportunity-filled, great opportunity for success with what we have, everything right here. You know, and as I've been with Limitless now, I guess approaching a year and a half-ish, and yeah, I was preparing this presentation, I was reflecting, what is the first thing that was on my mind as I thought that it would be so exciting to be a part of Limitless? And you know, it was the fact that Steve and Malin Campbell are with Limitless. And as we look at what we have that differentiates us, that separates us from other companies, that is where I would like to start today. And you know, it's probably awkward for you guys to talk about yourself, Steve and Malin. So let me take a few minutes and talk about my experience with you guys and what I see about why it's so important that we're with you guys, that you guys are in the important roles you are here at Limitless. You know, as I mentioned, as I was thinking about, wow, what would it be like to be a part of Limitless? I thought Steve and Malin are there, and that is number one, the most important thing for me. Guys, I've watched their career. I've been a part of their career at companies where we've been together, and there is no one else out there like Steve and Malin. They bring a unique, amazing, strong, competitive advantage to whatever company they're with. Unfortunately for all of us, that's Limitless Worldwide. But I remember when I, over the years, as I was with other companies, and especially when I was in positions where I was working very closely and leading sales activities in the U.S. market from the corporate side, I would think to myself, wow, if I just had Steve and Malin here right now, think of the amazing things that even more that we could be doing here. And I would think that, and I'd maybe go spy on them online and kind of see what they were doing. I realized, you know, I think they're probably in a good situation where they are, and so good for them. But frequently in my times when I have not been working with them, I've been wishing that I had their talents, I had their organization building ability where I was. You know, they have achieved the top levels at New Skin, at Rexall, iLink, New Skin again, XFuse, and at each of these, not only did they achieve the top levels, they built these companies, these organizations, and of course now at Limitless Worldwide. You know, and as I've watched people I've worked with, distributors, top leaders, successful leaders, often, you know, you can kind of tell when they've been quite fortunate to be in a situation with the company they're at, and maybe they got a good strong leg underneath them, and that's been a huge part of their success. But if they were to try and do that success in a brand new situation somewhere else, you know, you think maybe they wouldn't just quite have what it takes to get there. And that's what I love about Steve and Malin. You can drop them in to any scenario, any situation, and they have the talent, they have the knowledge, they have the work ethic, they have the commitment to be successful and build from wherever they're at and just do great things. And so I love the track record that Steve and Malin bring to building in the industry. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, you guys are number 34 in the world in all-time earnings among the millions, you know, of distributors that are a part of this business. And oh my gosh, that doesn't just happen. No one just falls into that type of a situation. So they have what it takes. And their number one goal is to provide opportunity products for every individual to be successful. You know, they have the integrity, the commitment to success, the knowledge of knowing networking that it takes to help a company to be successful. And what we have here at Limitless that is unique to any of their experiences anywhere else is they feel such important roles, several key important roles all at once, which is huge shoes to fill, but it gives such an advantage to you as distributors, to me as a corporate person that cares so much about distributors. They are owners of Limitless. They are the master distributors, and Malin is the CEO. Now what this does is this means that every step of the way, they have the distributor's success as the first and foremost priority at Limitless. And not only that is the priority, but the knowledge and the commitment to make that happen. Now that's not always the case, and I've been fortunate to work at just some great companies that have been very successful. So as I share some comparisons, I want you to know that I have loved being at these other places I've been at, but these are great successful companies. But what we have here at Limitless, with the various roles that Steve and Malin play, gives us a leg up. It gives us an edge over these other companies. Let me just give you a couple of examples. I remember a previous company I was in. This was many years ago. They decided to try a new marketing campaign, and it was focused on leaders, and it was expensive. It was asking leaders to drop several thousand dollars each into a particular marketing campaign, and they brought in somebody and had a big to-do about it, and so the leaders committed. They were on board and jumped in and they launched the campaign, and then it just did not get the returns that everybody was expecting or wanting, and the corporate people from the corporate side had not had the foresight to be able to look at all the angles of that to see, was it really set up for success? And that's what I love about Steve and Malin. They're always, in fact, if anything, guys, they are erring on the side of, wow, is this going to help the field grow? So if there's any one of those hats that stands a little taller, it's the hat of is this going to help our great distributors in our network be able to succeed? They wear the corporate hat very well, the owner hat very well, but especially knowing what it takes for a distributor to be successful, that is a great hat that they wear. You know, another experience I just had recently, I was having lunch with a former coworker from a company I was at for several years, and she mentioned, and she wasn't with the company anymore either, and she said, they struggled a little bit in sales the last while. They launched a new program, and they reduced one of the bonus pools to pay for it, and wow, it just hasn't worked out well, that way. So, what we have here at Limitless with Steve and Malin is so many things. We have their talents, their knowledge, their commitment, their expertise, but there's no gotchas from corporate to the field, because the corporate owners, our CEO, they think like distributors, because they are. Time and time again, they've grown from starting from scratch to build a huge successful network. They know what it takes, and they're ready to, and they do that, and they get us there. So the first competitive advantage we have is our great leadership from Steve and Malin, and thank you guys. We appreciate having you and letting you be a part of, letting us be a part of what you have going with Limitless. Well, number two competitive advantage that is just so cool for me is our amazing Limitless products. These products really work. And as I was putting these thoughts together, I've just had such amazing results personally on these products. Way more than any company I've been with. I've always used the products wherever I've been. I've enjoyed that. But it is just night and day different here at Limitless with how the products work. And I was reflecting each of the companies and kind of what some of the philosophies were at those companies, and so I just like to share them by way of comparison. The first company I was with, they would teach the distributors, they said, don't get too caught up about what this ingredient means or what that means. Don't worry about what's in the products. Just say they work and just sell them. Just get out and sell them and talk about the business and that kind of a thing. And they were great products. They were really good products. But that wasn't, they weren't that tier up that we've got. My second experience was with a company that had built products with the ephedra ingredient, and of course, that had its challenges and was eventually not able to be used, and so that was a challenge. my third experience was, hey, trust us. These vitamins, these supplements, they really work. And you know, we'll even measure some stuff going on in your body and tell you they work. Because you may not feel it. You know, you may not notice any difference. But boy, we'll tell you to trust us. We'll tell you they're working. And then my next experience after that was with a company that had some products that focused a lot on the immune system. And they said, you know, we've got all these great studies that show that really it's strengthening your immune system. And well, even if you can't feel it, don't worry about it. But they're making a big difference in there. And then in the company I was with previous to joining Limitless, essential oils, it was, well, hey, these oils, boy, they can do anything. We got an oil for that kind of thing. And so as I enjoyed the products, but wow, I am having life-changing experiences with Limitless products. And when I say life-changing, I'm not exaggerating. Since I began my personal weight loss journey incorporating Limitless products in February of this year, I have lost 30 pounds. And I am seeing the scale at numbers that I have not seen in at least 10 years. In fact, I have never been one to really keep track of how much I weighed, so it's not like I have this log over the years I can go compare it to. I've thought about going into the doctor's office where where they take your weight when you go in for a checkup or whatever, and I've thought of seeing if I can go back and look at some of my older records, because I am less than I've been in at least 10 years, and it is so exciting. You know, it's been some work. I've had to, you know, I've added fitness, exercise as part of that. I've eaten better, smarter, but Limitless products has been the catalyst to help me do those things I've wanted to do for a while, but just wasn't able to get it done. And it's not just with weight loss. I love running. That's always been my cardio exercise of choice for fitness is to run. When I was in high school, I used to run marathons. In fact, I ran the Deseret News Marathon twice, which happens on the 24th of July. So this time of year brings back memories of running that marathon. But as the years went by, I got away from it and was really struggling, you know, to get out and run and run successful. And over the last few years, I would make it up to about 3 miles in my run, but boy, it just wasn't comfortable. It was tough. And this spring, when I got out running again, I got up to the 3 miles, and boy, it was just tough though. It just was not comfortable. But I started using, you know, Force and Electrify on my runs, and wow, all of a sudden, that 3 miles was becoming comfortable. I wasn't experiencing the muscle exhaustion I had been. And next thing you know, I'm running 4.5, and now I'm up to 6. And I have not seen 6 miles as a run in at least 4 years. And so it's like, wow, this is amazing. And so for me personally, my life is different. I have a goal to run a half marathon this year, and I'm so excited to be able to pick up the miles and pick up the pace and be able to have that as a goal. I have not run that far in like, wow, I want to say decades. You know, it's been at least 20 plus years have I covered that distance. So I mean, people look at me and they say, Alan, you've lost weight, haven't you? And it's so fun to tell them about the products and talk about the success of my journey. But Thrive has been the foundational product in helping me make these changes. And you know, my skin's better, and that wasn't necessarily a goal I had. But yeah, I just love everything. Every one of those claims on the Thrive box, but I've experienced them, and that's an exciting thing for me. And you know, with the weight loss, I take charge with my lunch, and then that helps get me through. I'm using Skinny Sticks in the morning, and Force and Electrify an hour before I work out. I'm loving the skincare products. Smooth, there's just love how it keeps my face feeling great. I'm just incorporating all the products into my routine, and I'm having life changes. So I'm loving it, and thank you again, Steve and Malin, for these amazing products that change lives. You know, our product story is just a first-class product story. Our flagship product, Thrive. Oh, I should have looked up the exact number. I believe it's over a dozen patents on that product. It's just amazing, isn't it? I love every day going back to the warehouse and watching the boxes of Thrive just go out the door. It is just an amazing product that every one of you on this call could share some great experiences about. I love it. All of our other products are based on solid scientific research too. And so scientifically based products that really work. And, you know, as evidence of that, we enroll several times more customers than we do distributors every month. Oh my gosh, I have never seen anything even close to that. If a company was enrolling as many customers as distributors, that would just be a huge testament to the power of their product. But we enroll several times more customers than distributors. So our products work, they're first class, and that is really something that separates us from other companies out there, is the effective products that just are life-changing. The next competitive advantage I'd like to talk about is our high distributor payout to the right people at the right times. Wow, kudos, Malin, for this amazing, amazing compensation plan that really rewards at all levels of a distributor life cycle of their growth. You know, I remember one of the other companies I was at really paid out disproportionately. They would pay out the top leaders quite attractively, and even those top leaders, I'd hear them get up and tell new distributors and tell prospects. They'll say, "Look, we're underpaid in the beginning and overpaid as we become leaders." And that was just that was something that they just said. That was part of their culture. And how fortunate we are here that we have a balanced, a strong payout at every level of the distributor life cycle. On average, 10% of your volume in your organization, within your pay line, you're going to get back in commissions. I have not seen that anywhere else I've been. Patent pending compensation plan. You know, active with 50 PV, rewards for the part-timer as well as the full-time leader-focused individuals, such balance and three patents pending. But guys, this is an amazing, amazing compensation plan. That there's nothing like it anywhere, and nothing even close to it anywhere that I've been. And it's really exciting to see so many people being rewarded and fairly at every level they are at. Well, the next competitive advantage I'd like to focus on is our timing. You know, we throw out the phrase limitless 2.0. And, you know, and in the industry, we talk about ground floor, you know, opportunity kind of things, and I think that gets overused. But right now, we are at such an important and key position as being postured for growth. And seeing the growth through the summer, that is, I'm getting little tinglies as I talk about that, because that is not something that usually happens anywhere. And so the fact that we have just got these indicators lining up well for some really explosive and powerful growth coming up is just exciting to me. We have such huge potential. Everyone all over the country needs these products. They need this business opportunity also. You know, some economies, some states are stronger than others, but everyone, you know, well, most people anyway, have a goal that they'd love to increase their income a few hundred dollars a month, at least. And does that change a life? Yes. It gets your kids into maybe those sports programs that you couldn't afford to put them in. It gets them into those music lessons. It gets you into that new car that your family needs that they just maybe you're just not able to quite afford yet. Or a few hundred dollars a month can put you into a better house. Maybe it's that neighborhood that you wanted to be in. You've been driving around looking at the homes in there. Everyone can benefit from a few hundred dollars a month more, and everyone can benefit from the changes that these products will make in their lives. So we've got huge potential in all 50 states, even Puerto Rico, I noted, and all across this country. We have got we're just scratching the surface of where we can be. You know, there's so much potential with penetration into our ethnic markets. I talked about this, I think, a couple of months ago. I happened to mention that, wow, in our Spanish-speaking market, we have got such great potential there. I've been with companies that have just, that's been their main base, is ethnic markets here in the United States. In fact, the first one I was with really had a huge following in the Chinese market, Chinese-speaking market here in the U.S. And at one point, like a third of their business came from there, and that helped them propel to some other international things. Guys, among all demographics, among all areas of this country, there is such potential. And talk about pioneering and being a pioneer and working through the exciting point we are at right now in Limitless. That you're pulling that pioneer handcart, or you've got the reins with the oxen up there, and you're moving your cart forward, and you know, and the reward is just at the end. It's there, and we're laying the foundation right now for that. So the market timing right now, which is really another strength we have, is just fantastic. And you know, and we look at participation on our calls, and it's, you know, it's not just the sales that are looking strong through the summer. It is the participation, on these business calls and these product calls is very strong, and we're just seeing great indicators there. So really, right now, with our position, with our amazing compensation, our amazing products, our leadership, our foundation of the Campbells and everything they bring to us at the ownership end, at the master distributor side, as our corporate leadership, as Malin, as CEO, this is powerful, guys, and it's all of these exciting forces coming together that make us really give us a premier, a top tier opportunity right now to go out and just keep increasing through the summer and move into an amazing fall. And I've got to tell you guys, I work with I'm with Malin at the office every day, and Steve's in there frequently, and I talk to Steve frequently. Guys, there's lots of things that Steve and Malin could be doing, but they choose to be here helping bring their amazing talents and everything they have to offer. They're putting it all out there for us to help us be successful. And, you know, that's what gets me up in the morning, is where I see our future and I see our growth. And I see, you know, I'm a good soldier has a general that they want to follow, and they will follow anywhere into battle. And that's how I feel about Stephen Mullen's leadership and the plan they have put together. And just to give a couple of final thoughts, it's the July 24th weekend, Pioneer Day weekend. I mentioned that when I was in high school, I ran the Deseret News Marathon, 26 miles, 354 yards. I did that 2 years in a row when I was in high school. And although I had enjoyed running, I had never run anywhere close to that distance before. And so when I was training for the first marathon, I began, you know, I was a sophomore in high school, and I grew up in northern Utah where it's cold. And it's challenging to get out there in the winter. But the newspaper, the Deseret News that sponsored the marathon, would publish a calendar like around February or so. They'd say, look, if you want to run the marathon, you would expect that you've been running, you know, you've had a base of running of, you know, about 30 minutes a day. And then here's this plan. And they gave a plan every day for the next 4 months, what you would need to do to be prepared and run, successfully complete the Deseret News Marathon. And, you know, and having never done it before, I don't think anyone in my little small town had ever run a marathon before either. I had no one to coach me through this, but I had a plan. So I cut that plan out of the newspaper, I put it up on the wall in my bedroom, and that was my plan. And I, every day, I would go out and I would do the miles, do the time that it said I needed to do on that day to train and be ready for the marathon. I followed it religiously. And if my alarm went off and it was 5:30 in the morning, I didn't want to get up, I was getting up. And I was doing it. And occasionally I would miss my goal. I would not be feeling well or something, but you know, I didn't give up. The next day, I was right back out, right with whatever it said to be doing that day. And I finished that marathon, and I'll never forget, it was so hard. You hit the wall at 20 miles, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so painful, it's so hard. And I hit the wall, but I had a goal in mind, and I knew I'd planned well with my plan, so I just kept going and going. And when I crossed that finish line, it was the most amazing feeling. It was, you know, all through it, I've been thinking, I'm crazy, you know, I want to finish my goal, but boy, I'm never doing this again. What was I thinking? But as I crossed that finish line, the first thought I had was, I'm doing this again next year. I couldn't believe I was thinking that, but I was so excited at having met that goal and followed my plan. And I did. I did it again the next year and even improved my time by about 15 minutes in completing the race. But my point with that is, guys, from Stephen Malin, and with all the advantages of Limitless, we have a plan. We have everything it takes to be successful. And all we have to do is follow that plan, follow their leadership, and we are going the right direction, and we will achieve those goals that we want to achieve. We've got the Find Your Limitless going on right now. Fuel your health, shape your body, rock your workout, reveal your beauty. Great products, great offerings. And the amazing Live Your Limitless with the income potential and the duplication model of building executives. We have so much, guys, right now. And that's why I'm excited to be a part of Limitless. And I love getting to know each of you and talking with you. And thank you, Steve. Thank you, Malin, for letting me join your Limitless family over a year ago. And it's an amazing journey for me in so many ways. Thank you.
Well, Alan, thank you so much. That was so great. And, you know, it's always nice to hear something from an outside perspective. And you do bring a wealth of outside perspective. And, you know, so oftentimes, sometimes when you're right in the thick of the trees, you don't see all the advantages that are there. And so it's always wonderful to hear it from another person's perspective. And I will note on your personal journey, it has been great to see it. Sometimes when we look at ourselves in the mirror, you know, we don't necessarily see those changes for the better or for the worse. And then sometimes you just all of a sudden wake up one day and go, what's been happening? And when you get that what's been happening after having had a journey like you and that feeling, oh my gosh, I'm running 6 miles, I'm going to do a half marathon. Those are the baby steps, the step upon step that really make this business work. So we appreciate you so much. We love what you bring to the table, the perspectives, the pushbacks. I mean, it's a great time in it at corporate because he does bring his perspectives and those pushbacks. So we appreciate that. Steve, anything you want to add?
Well, just that, hey, anybody who runs a marathon, I have great respect for. I always kid Malin and said, hey, I ran a marathon, but then I woke up. But, you know, I saw that during the Olympics that all the marathon runners broke a 5-minute mile every mile for the 26 miles, and that just kind of blew my mind. And Alan will appreciate that, having run a marathon, to know how difficult it is to break a 5-minute mile. But I learned something more about Alan today. You know, to be able to run marathons, it takes commitment and desire and the same traits that you want in building your business. You know, every day when you wake up and you look at your Limitless business, is this where I want to be? Is this what I have to do? What do I have to do to move forward in my Limitless business? So, Alan, appreciate those analogies, and thank you very much for taking the time to share them with everyone this morning.
Well, you know, oftentimes there's such a great analogy too. You know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And there's so many great analogies that you can draw from that. So thank you, Alan. I think with that, we should go ahead and take it off mute. And as you guys know the drill, let's be giving Alan a great thank you for this awesome call. Thanks, everybody.